America Weekend.
Hello and welcome to another edition of America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. And I have friends that really check in from all over the country. We have contributing guest commentators from Hawaii, from Florida, from California, and from the New York area as well. So we have this whole little community happening here at America Weekend, along with me, Valerie Smaldone, with some interesting news, some commentaries, some entertainment, and of course, interviews on America Weekend. So sit back, relax, whatever you're up to, take us along this weekend. I like to do a segment called News You May Have Missed. And what I do around this time is just scour the internet to see what stories have been around that maybe you didn't hear about. Some of them are fun, some of them are silly, and some of them are just outrageous. This falls in the latter, in the outrageous category. This comes to us from Cairo, Egypt. Now listen to this. There was a 3-year-old Egyptian boy who was sentenced to life in prison last week because they say he was involved with some murders during a political demonstration. A 3-year-old boy. And he was actually 16 months old at the time of the alleged crime. And here's what happened. The boy's father, Mansour Shahara, has returned home after being on the run for nearly 18 months because when they came to arrest this little boy so many years ago, a couple of years ago, they realized there was a mistake and they instead went after the father. They imprisoned the father for 4 months. And then once they let him out, he didn't want to go back home again, of course, because he felt this was very unsafe for him. The little boy remained at home, but he was still sentenced last week, saying that he and 115 others were guilty of killing 3 people and sabotaging public and private property during this demonstration back in January of 2014. Well, there was a public outcry saying, how could you do this? This is obviously a huge mistake. And authorities are now saying they promise they will not imprison the father again and they will not imprison the son. So that is the latest news that's outrageous from Cairo, Egypt. And since we're on an international flavor, let us go now to the Netherlands, where a study in depression and picky eaters for kids has come out. This was done at a university in Rotterdam, and they surveyed a number of parents during a period of time where they said, tell us about your habits, tell us about you before the birth and after the birth of your child during a nice period of time. And they found that if a parent was anxious or depressed or feeling really blue or under the weather for a long period of time, it would affect the way their children would eat. So they're not quite sure why, but they found that depression in parents caused picky eaters in kids. And when you have picky eaters with children, it can affect their health for the long term. So that's another interesting study that came out of Europe. And so going from some international news to financial news, which is always important to hear, how can we make more money? Well, there's this guy, Jim Wang, who was a financial blogger who sold his first website, Bargaineering.com, for $3 million and then went on to found WalletHacks.com. He's a financial analyst. He knows what he's doing. But he says that it's really easy to save money. He says you have to think ahead. Even though he's a little bit lazy, he was able to really figure out a couple of things that would help him to manage money. And one of the things is to automate. He says, this way you never can make a late payment or forget a payment altogether, which happens, right, from time to time. I'm always looking at my bills and saying, oh no, I just missed something. Well, he says the best thing to do is just to automate. Never make a late payment or forget a payment, and this way you don't incur those fees, which are very hefty, sometimes $35, sometimes an additional $15 or $20 on top of that. But he also says, don't ignore your finances entirely. Keep an eye on your credit card statements, make sure your bills are being paid, and make sure you're being charged the right amount, because that is something that can get away from you. It's not something you have to do every day, but keep an eye on it, is what this guy Jim Wang says. And he sold his first one for $3 million. I'll follow his lead. Hey, thanks for coming along to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Much more coming up, so stick around.
Minute, gross overcharging, bed bugs, and now motel room surgery. What's the odds when your bike is parked for the night you'll find a bone saw inside the shower? Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Forget all about bed bugs. Consider your next rented crash bin may have previously been used for surgery by a dude with a gallon-sized syringe and a packet of crazy glue. He claimed to be a doctor or the optometrist who does quickie portable LASIK. Still, if the biker's motel room was previously used to perform an autopsy, one could forget all about falling plaster, room roaches, sticky carpet, hidden cameras. Dude, where is my sleeping bag? Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You've heard that success breeds success. It doesn't. It breeds confidence, which leads to more success.
How can you boost your confidence to achieve success? First, look confident. Confident people always stand up straight, walk with a bounce in their step, and keep a smile on their face.
Second, talk confidently. Confident people say the words, I can and I will. Their self-talk is never doubting and negative, but rather instructional and motivational.
Third, act confident. Emotion creates motion. When you act confident, your brain goes to work to give you reasons to be confident.
So this week, practice looking, talking, and acting confident for your big success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.